Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Dual Weekly Podcast, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives and sometimes General Hospital, if it's any good. Welcome to our show. Tonight we've got, this is Anna, and then we've got Diva Carrie.
Hi, everybody.
And we've got Angela.
Hello.
And we've got Kenneth.
Hello, everyone.
We've got Kenneth. Wake up, Kenneth. We need you. you can find the Diva of Dual on Twitter at Diva of Dual. You can find me at Cosy Hooch. And Angela, you want to give your handle?
Mm-hmm. It's Pragmatic Days.
And Kenneth?
I am Hollywood Woo.
All right. All right. And, Carrie, you also want to share some of the other places that you can find us?
Yeah, the blog is divaofdual.com. There's an e-newsletter there you can sign up for. Facebook is, it's a page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. Here at Blog Talk Radio, you can join us, the follower, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
All right. And you can stay up to date with the latest things that are going on with Days of Our Lives. Mary Ann couldn't be with us tonight, so she's out having fun, so hooching it up, hopefully. Let's see. We'll give a shout-out to Bob and Amy Hapka, at Bob Hapka on Twitter, and at Amy Hapka. They're our friends on Twitter in all things in life and in Days of Our Lives and all other ways. You can follow one of our favorites, Teo Penglis, at Teo Penglis on Twitter, and at Lauren Coslow on Twitter as well. So let's see. I think we all agreed last week. Last week was one of our funnest shows in a while because the show's actually been really good lately. I think we all agree it's been better. So we had a lot to talk about. And full disclosure, I don't know if any of us have seen the entire week's episodes. I don't know, Carrie, did you manage to? Because I don't think I don't think anyone else has yet. So we're all a little behind. But were you able to see any of it this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yes,
all right.
All of it.
Awesome. Okay, so awesome. So I'll let you start out with what were the highlights for you this week?
Kathy DePaiva. I mean, holy cow. I mean,
yeah,
she just killed it all.
She's
week.
Amazing.
The day of the funeral, I can't remember what day it was, where she was fantasizing about all the days she was going to miss with Paige, like her college graduation and her being pregnant and, you know, all that stuff. It was just so sad. And then during the actual funeral, Eve was just stone-faced the whole time and in shock. And then at the reception at the Victor's Club, she just rips into everybody. And it's getting to the point, Kathy DePaiva, I mean, basically everybody in all the other shows should just not submit for Best Lead Actress at this point. she has so many great episodes to pick from right now. I don't even know how she's going to pick it. Yeah, if you didn't see Paige's funeral, and it was a character I didn't even care about, and I bawled the entire time. I mean, was that good. Yeah, that was easily the highlight of the week.
She's an excellent actress.
Hey, Mary,
going to
bring Mary Ann in because she's actually calling in right now. She might not be on for very long, so I'm going to bring her in, too.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Ann?
Hello?
Hello.
There
hey there.
Is.
Hey,
hi.
I don't know if you could stay for. I didn't know if you could stay for very long, so I wanted
I thought I'd call in. I'm like dead tired, but we got home about a few hours ago. But
okay, good.
I thought I'd call in. Yeah, we were
Well, I just told everyone you were hooching it up, so you got to play it up. Go along with me.
Oh, no, believe me, I'll tell the truth. I wish I was hooching it up. I wish. I have to tell my niece goes to Penn State, and she all wanted us all to get together to go to a Penn State game because it's a big thing up there. So we picked this weekend, of all weekends, got our tickets, but we went up and sat in the, well, you know, with the rain and everything. But it was fun. We tailgated and we had a good time. But it was a long, cold, wet day. But we made it. So,
aww.
Yeah, we made the most of it.
So. Glad you had fun, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that's cool.
We did fun.
Well,
so,
we were just,
what were you
Carrie
talking about?
Carrie just started off by saying that Kathy DePaiva basically rules. And nobody else should submit for an Emmy this year. And Angela was
right.
just about to start to say something. And before that, I just wanted to interject that Kenneth was right. Okay, now I got that out of the way.
Okay, Kenneth was right about what?
Kathy.
Which one? Kathy? Oh, yeah. I think we
Kathy.
Even talked about a little bit about that the other week, too, about, and I even said about Kathy.
Yeah.
I said, well, where did this all come from? Because...
Yeah.
It's all coming
obviously
out now,
and
she was excellent, excellent this week. I mean, she had me feeling for Eve. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't stand Eve before, but you know, she played that those emotional scenes like a grieving mother would. I mean, really, she was just really good. Yeah.
It really shows. Like I said, they're writing for, and she brings it.
Yeah.
I mean, she really does. She spent 18, however many years, 18, 19
so,
years
so
on
So it had to
live.
Be the writing. You know,
I mean, she's a fantastic actress. It's really a shame that you know, we're losing her. But I'm glad that the audience for Days now can see how exceptional she really is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe at some point they can bring her back. Maybe not as Eve, but maybe as someone else. Only thing she needed was some equipment to play with, and now that she has equipment to play with, we need for her to stay on the playground. Kathy DePaiva, stay on the playground.
Back in the day. When Charlotte Ross played Eve, the relationship, you know, was somewhat antagonistic between Eve and, say, Jennifer. You know, obviously they were not good friends, but it was not a hateful type relationship. It's kind of what we saw before now, you know. It was just kind of like she was just all bad. And like I said, I just think, like I said, Cassie's great. It's a shame that she didn't get a better story up until now, but it shows that the people, Josh, Dina, whomever it was that pinned, you know, starting in February, you know, did her justice, and she's really delivered 100%. So I hope she does get nominated. She deserves it.
I hope she wins. Because she's been nominated before when she was on One Life to Live, but. Like I said, she was nominated, and I remember her saying in quite a few interviews that by far this is the best work that she's ever done in her entire career, and that's saying a lot, because you know, playing those parts and being honest and truthful are not easy, And so, to do it the way she did it and still have control of those scenes is absolutely wonderful. There was a moment that really just got me, especially when Jennifer actually let her guard down, and they shared a moment. It was a split second of tenderness between the two of them, where Jennifer touches her. When Jennifer touches Eve's hand, and she pulls, and then Eve pulls back, and tells her, "You have no idea what I'm going through." And then, you know, Jennifer tries to explain about Jack and all this other stuff. He said, "Well, you have somebody to go through that with, I have no one. I have nothing. And I mean, that, honey, I'm telling you, I probably went through two things of Kleenex because I'm telling you, that helper did that. I said, you know what? It made me feel a certain type of way. And I'm like, oh my God. But yes, I mean, that moment was wonderful. Wonderful. I'll never forget that. I mean, I saved it on my DVR, and I go back and I look at it over and over again, because now I know, you know, if we didn't know anything about Eve, we know a lot about her now, and she's so vulnerable. She's so vulnerable because she has nothing. You know, everything that she loved is gone. Is gone away because it was hers. Can nobody take it away from her? And you know, it kind of makes me kind of think about maybe that was the issue with her all along. She just wanted to be loved, and she just wanted to be, you know, be accepted. And she found that acceptance in her daughter, per se, because that's who she built her life around, and now that's gone.
Yeah, I'm surprised they want to have her leave. Why she's leaving? Because boy, there's so much story, especially with Eduardo being back. Why they couldn't? It's the great writing that they're doing for her. There could be more story for her. Is it because the writers are writing her out, or she wanted to leave?
I don't think it was not because she wanted to leave. She was very.
Oh, okay.
She wrote on her website.
I don't understand. Just like with Aiden,
we
said, like, why are they writing him out? Because there could be a good story with him. So I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll just wait and see. One other thing I've heard that really makes me look forward to performances on Dave is that, you know, just like Kenneth was saying, that, you know, she felt like this was some of her best work of her career, which I agree, it definitely is. You know, I've watched One Life to Live on and off, so I certainly have not seen all of her work, but I knew she was good. But, you know, she's also a very good singer, and, of course, I love having music on Dave, and, of course, we haven't had a whole lot, you know, because of, I guess, the cost. But she did say, well, someone evidently had leaked on Twitter, and then they had asked her, and she confirmed that Days has written a beautiful thing. I have no idea what the scenes are going to be, but a beautiful thing for Christmas, and she is going to be able to sing at Christmas. And I've heard that that is also spectacular. So that's another really good thing to look forward to, because I love having, I think music has always been so important on Days. And,
yeah.
You know, really, folks that have been watching it the last, really, decade and a half have no idea.
Haven't seen it.
what it used to be like.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me ask you this. So she's going to sing, even though she couldn't sing for the whole time she was on the show?
You took it right out of my mouth.
Then she couldn't have that operation. Remember that operation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Or she couldn't. Or Daniel told her, like, no, her singing career is more or less was over because they
that's
couldn't do whatever they were.
That's why she slept with JJ, remember?
Yeah, that's why she was so upset, and it led to all that came down
well,
the page of death. That all set that all up.
Maybe
it's
a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, Christmas miracles. And
go.
If you remember Liz Chandler, when Tony was married to Liz Chandler, she had something wrong, and they didn't think she would ever sing again. And then I can't remember if it was a surgery
or
if
writers
it was just,
too. Yeah,
yeah.
they changed
and all of
things.
It, and so she was able to sing.
And the continuity in the writing, I don't know if anybody has seen this or discussed it. You were talking to Tony, and I just want to go back to the. This whole thing with Andre, I don't know, did you realize when Justin came in the room and Justin came in the room and nobody's supposed to know that Andre's alive, right, except Stefano. And he sees Andre there and engages him and does not say, oh, my God, I thought you were dead. Or are you Tony or are you Andre? Because both of you are supposed to be dead. It was like he knew.
That's weird.
It was like that was a very bad mistake by the writers. That was
wow.
just so blatant. I just don't get it. It just didn't make sense, and it kind of just took away from the whole story now that Audrey's
supposed
to
be underground. Yeah, for the
right.
State, you know.
It doesn't make sense. It was written out of how they edited or how they, I don't know, but
wow.
So
well,
I've seen
well,
all
remember,
over the internet about it, you know,
well,
that
you,
it's not making sense.
Do you remember what Justin said about EJ? I know all of your secrets, Stefano. I know how you think. I know where all the bodies are buried. So maybe,
mm-hmm.
so maybe during mm-hmm. that time, maybe he found out that Andre was alive.
Oh,
and
maybe
you,
that was
could be, mm-hmm. and maybe that will be explained. Hope maybe that'll be explained later down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because. On the scenes on Friday, we are going to learn more about Andre's backstory because Chad said something, where the hell did you come from anyway? And Andre said something, oh, that will be explained at a later time. Or that's to be explained at a later time. So I guess
well,
that'll
be
the right
of Chad Ritchie. I hope it does.
Yeah.
There has been several inconsistencies.
Yeah, that's not the first
one, Yeah, I think, before they discovered the bug in Jennifer's house, but it was, I think it was after Paige was killed, or maybe it was at least after there was the big issue that Kyle was finding out, about and testing JJ. There was a whole scene there where Jim and JJ were talking in the Horton living room, and they cut the radio up extremely loud. And JJ was whispering, to Jennifer, said that it couldn't be picked up on the bug. I'm guessing because otherwise it was a bizarre behavior had it not been.
But
what
at that
time
they didn't know it was bugged. Yeah,
they'd never gotten to that point yet in the story. So they've either edited stuff strangely or they cut stuff out and they were left with some
or maybe Lorraine Broderick got a second job and she's just full distracted or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You can just tell the difference when the writing is just a little bit on something scattered out there and just not making sense.
Well, it could be. Isn't it that they are filming out of sequence a lot these days? It may have been an editing or, something.
They do film out of sequence. They do.
Yeah.
I don't think they always film out of sequence. I think they film by set.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know.
It can be confusing to the actor too at times. I think
they changed that recently, like in the last year. So maybe I could be wrong. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Those are good catches though. I don't know. Kind of strange, but.
I mean, and the fans, we miss no history. So, I mean, it's just like, and the other thing that just kind of went through my mind was the Justin ever know Andre with Justin around at that time? But he would have known.
Yeah, I was wondering about
that.
Surely.
News. Justin never really knew Andre, did he? Was he on at the same time? I'm thinking back to that.
I bet he probably wouldn't matter, would it? I mean,
let's say he
had never laid eyes on him, he still would have known he existed.
Yeah.
And if there was a strange person in the room, you would say at least,
Aiden said that. Aiden did say that. Who are you?
Yeah.
And Stefano said, never mind.
Yeah. Well,
Chad said it too.
Chad said it too. Like, who are you? He didn't.
That's
true. And Justin
hoping that if
Justin acted like he knew him.
Mm-hmm. If Justin knows where all the bodies are buried, I want very little, but just one tiny little thing. They don't have to show him. They don't have to do anything else. But I want somebody to say that EJ is alive. They don't have to show anything.
Yeah.
They don't have to have any big discussion about it. But before the end of this year, I want somebody to at least say that EJ is alive somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
But maybe that is.
It's
maybe
on my
that
Santa
is why
list.
He said that, though. Maybe he said that, the body's buried thing, to maybe sort of gloss over the fact that he news that Andre is alive or something. I don't know.
Right.
And
that
maybe,
could come
well, like you
later.
Said, since that story's unfolding, maybe that was like a heads up that there's more to the story somehow.
True.
So, Marianne, do you want to maybe go through some of the other things that Andre was involved with this week?
Oh, let me just think. Well, I just saw Fridays. There's one of the days that I haven't gotten caught up on yet. Well, of course, he was introduced to Chad because Chad come sneaking back and to get the money for Stefano. Or yeah,
mm-hmm.
Is that this week? Get the money for Stefano. And,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And as in the background, you heard Andre saying, the garden is that way, and, you know, interrupted Chad. And, of course, the whole thing with, you know, he called him the Golden Board 2.0, meaning the new take on EJ. He said, oh, you're the new Golden. Oh, Golden, yeah, you're the new Golden Boy or Golden Son 2.0.
Oh, how funny.
So, yeah, so, you know, right away it's that whole competition, you know, of and that's what more or less Chad was saying. And but then again, he wants to still help him because he's family, even though I think Andre's, you know, a little, he's not threatened by Chad. But,
Andre's
just
always been
help.
Jealous, though. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a little, he just more or less put Chad in his place. You know, there was a little, you know, lecturing and telling him, you know, he's there to help him, and you'd be wise to listen and learn, you know. And so he's going to help, you know, help
Dad.
Oh,
I've got to see those scenes. I just love the idea of seeing Billy Flynn.
And every time you see, and every time you always hear his voice before you see him. So it's like you hear the voice, and then you see him each time that he. Same with Stefano, and then the same time when he was first introduced to Chad,
mm-hmm,
you would see
mm-hmm.
his voice before you saw him.
He should ride in on a horse again.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
No. Except for now, it'd be a little harder in the library than it would be in the main room.
Yeah,
but,
I just want that big DeMera mansion back instead of that little study that they had. But
yeah.
Mainly the main parts that were coming on with Stefano, he come back to, you know, Chad. Chad met him this week.
And then Chad meets the homeless person. The homeless person remembers him, but then goes back with the money, and he doesn't
mm-hmm.
remember. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, he's kind of like crazy, and like now he doesn't remember. So he brings the money back to Stefano, and Stefano told him to keep it or something. You may need it again or something, he said. So I don't know where all that's going.
Well, and it's the same. Okay, so they're extorting Aiden now, right? As Stefano and
Andre?
Oh,
yeah. That was the other thing.
More like blackmail.
Yeah.
Blackmail. Yeah, well, yeah, he said, you know, that was the other thing with Andre was Aiden. More or less, you know, you're going to do what we want to tell you to do. You know, when we need you, we'll let you know. So, I don't know what they have something in store for Aiden. So, he's their puppet. Like Andre's pulling the strings right now. You know, kind of has Andre. I mean, Aiden and Chad under his, you know, spell. So, yeah.
Well, I'm thrilled.
I'm thrilled
Andre's back, but I am really sad the way things are working out for Aiden. I was really a little bit more attached to him than I thought, you know, because
mm-hmm.
making him out to be, a poor man, Neil Curtis, is just kind of it's
like
kinda
making
sad.
Him a bad guy. Did he really kill his wife? When it all comes down to it, is that going to come out? I don't know. So go back to that
mm-hmm.
or not? I don't know.
Well, I think Anna, you brought up this about 2 weeks ago, and I think it's in the every time I see any of these scenes with Aiden, I start to feel more and more like this. It's just it just really negates everything that they worked for, and the scenes that Melissa Salmons wrote for Aiden and for Hope, and I am a huge Hope and Bo fan. I am looking, you know, I feel like
mm-hmm.
they have actually
yeah.
had Bo more
oh, yeah,
involved
me too.
In this.
Yeah. I think most people,
but still.
Are,
yeah. I just think they did a lot of good work with, you know, I think Daniel Cosgrove did a lot of good work with probably a character that was not extremely well-defined and got people really kind of on board with him. And
mm-hmm.
it just baffles me as to why they would just completely just in a split second decide that the best way to eliminate him is just to go back and make him evil from the beginning.
Yeah.
Or even have us just
right.
sit around here and guess. Everything shouldn't be a complete black hole mystery. I mean, it should, you know, I don't know. I'm just disappointed. I'm going to miss Daniel Cosgrove. I wish him great mm-hmm. luck. I'm, you know, obviously I'm a Boat fan from decades, but I just don't. I don't like to think about him being evil. You know, Neil Curtis had a gambling problem. Neil Curtis had, you know, female problems. Not female problems, but had love affair problems. That didn't sound right, did it?
Hold on, a ball of wax there.
You know what's interesting? I honestly, truly believe that Aiden actually loves Hope. I think he's just stuck. He doesn't know what to do, you know. And by the looks of it, he's easily influenced. And Stefano's holding this secret over his head or whatever, you know, it may be. And you know, if we, you know, it's kind of like the clue that Hope gave. You know, if you just be honest with me, just be honest with me. And the thing is, I think he's so afraid of losing her that he's willing to do anything he can to keep her. But what he's actually doing is pushing himself further away. You know, and then it was that moment with you know, Sierra and Chase. Mm-hmm. And Cyril was like, you know, the clip's gonna come back, he's gonna get us. And he says, oh no, you know, we're in this together now. And so I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on in this story, because really what's gonna end up happening, you're gonna have the Kyriakosis versus the Damaris. Is going to be this back and forth type of thing, you know, because you have Victor and then you got Stefano doing what they're doing, and then it's just a mess, just a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
how about
it could
Teresa,
be
though?
Oh, Teresa. Oh yeah, they're starting to redeem her a little bit slowly, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, Carrie, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie?
Yeah.
I was going to say, so I know you saw the whole week. I didn't get to see the whole episode that Kate was on. That's one complaint I have, is that Kate's not on often enough lately. But I loved her hair, how it was up. I loved it with her little glasses. Mm-hmm. They were so cute. Anyway, mm-hmm. I was wondering if maybe you could share the Kate report, since I haven't gotten to watch that whole episode, some of that episode yet. And what Marianne was saying with Teresa, kind of segueing into that.
Oh, it's when Nicole and Kate were trying to come up with a game plan on how to fund the company. And basically they just used Teresa as a secretary to go get coffee. And Teresa wanted to focus on the designs, and Kate and Nicole wanted to concentrate on the finances. And they basically told Teresa that she had to start at the bottom and work with established designers and work her way up. And then Kate and Nicole were discussing photographers, and Nicole wanted to bring on Eric. Kate wanted a big name photographer, and then later on, Nicole runs into Eric, and Eric, after talking to Marlena, decides he should go for it and ask Nicole for the job. So that's really all I remember from that. But yeah, Kate did look fantastic, though.
Did Brady overhear how he kind of realized or overheard how Teresa was being left out? And I think he kind of felt bad for her. But then he also did tell her, you know, that she does have to start. You know, not everybody starts at the top.
So
the scene with him, you could see him starting to feel for Teresa and understand her a little better. Yeah.
She stole a kiss, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She kissed him. I said, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah, but then he got upset. He said, "What? Where did that, you know, what's that all about?" And he kind of like left the room then. He still wasn't for that, but, yeah.
Well, if he didn't like it, honey, I would have just pulled away immediately. But, you know, he hung in there. He got a couple of strokes of tongue in. Yes, honey, I saw that.
Well, and but, I thought it was... It was funny at first when, you know, Kate and Nicole kept going at it and everything, and Teresa's, you know, and Brady, that was a cute line at the very beginning of Tuesday's episode where, you know, Kate walks up and she you know, Nicole's trying to go into the Kyriakos mansion for the meeting, and she and Kate get into it and everything, and she's, and then Brady comes up, and he's whatever he says, he just basically is like, you know what, Kate's a really good, you know, she's a really amazing businesswoman. You can learn from her, you know, just, you guys need to just, how did he, what was the phrase he used? It was so cute. But anyway, basically you guys just need to learn how to play in the same sandbox.
Play in the same sandbox.
Yeah. And then he goes, see, I'm getting to be really good with kids or something like that. Or with, you know, something along those lines. He goes, I'm getting to be a really good dad. You know, I'm getting, and he goes, oh, I've got to go in and see my son now. And so when they got inside, they started doing the same thing. And before they sat down to start doing business, Nicole jumped on Teresa's butt again and, you know, or went after her. And, like, you know, why didn't you tell me that, you know, Kate was involved? And she said something like, well, maybe because I'm getting ready to bury my niece tomorrow, who was murdered or whatever. And she's like, oh. And so it was kind of cool to see how Nicole dialed it back.
And then Kate was kind of like, you know, kind of backing Teresa too, like feeling, you know, like, oh, Nicole, you just stuck your foot in your mouth. Yeah.
And
what about Abigail? What about Abigail and listening to help of to Teresa to make her wedding dress?
Yes, it seems like people are starting to warm up to Teresa, not just Brady. I mean, everybody a little bit more. Yeah,
I want Anne to leave the hospital and go to work for Teresa, helping her. She could be the seamstress or something for the dresses, I think.
Oh, that would be funny.
Oh, and isn't she with Anne? She kind of like dumped Anne.
Yes,
poor Anne. Anne got real. Yeah, that kind of fell for Anne, too. Yeah. Teresa more or less is saying, you know, I don't want to hang around with you because I've changed and I'm not like, I don't want to be like that anymore.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I
know, but
they can
change Anne, too. They're funny together.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Where are they going to be? Do they have offices for the new design house?
I was wondering, are they going to be playing on their laptops at the K Mansion the whole time? That crossed my mind, if they were going to actually have a corporate office.
Where is Basic Black? Basic Black's still there. Like, but yeah, we
I guess Basic is so basic that they don't even have
an office. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about their budget, so I guess the first line item to go was office space.
Yeah, use the Kyriakos Mansion.
Yeah. So I think they did have
an office that had an elevator. Remember when Shane came back from the ISA?
Was having some desk sex with John. I thought,
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kate had quite a number of affairs over there. At
yeah.
Hey now.
We can't even. We can count on at least two hands, I think. You know, and we might.
Hey, wait a minute. This is turning south. Wait, I got to turn this thing around. She looks so good.
Well,
I don't think
that's a bad thing, right? No.
That's right. I'm just kidding.
She sure picked some good ones, though. Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
Kate has some good scenes with EJ there.
That wasn't Basic Black. Where was that? Mythic. It was Mythic. Mythic when EJ and Kate were working together. That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they cleared the desk too at one point. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking that.
And then Chelsea walked in the room. Or something. I forgot about that. I had forgotten about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Daniel was off camera, so we never saw that. So right? Or did we?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, we saw some, but not the first time.
Yeah.
They actually did.
Not the first time, yeah.
But we digress. So I think it's highly entertaining having this Teresa, Nicole, and Kate enterprise going. That was genius for them to put those three together.
Yeah.
And I think they are, I think similarly to Eve, the writing is starting to make Teresa more of a three-dimensional character, like, you know, and the scenes with her and Eve have been good and everything. So, you know, and I mean, I really actually have grown to really like Jim Lilly. And so it's good. You know, I hope they really do, you know, make her not, she should never be completely good, but I think it'd be good for her to, you know, for people to have more empathy for her and everything. So maybe it'll be interesting with them being invasive
Brady,
black.
Though.
She'll be in Brady's orbit. So, let's see. Well, and then you said Eric's going to work for Basic Black. So then he and Nicole will be in the same orbit. Interesting.
Well, she's gonna need somebody in her orbit, honey, because her spaceship is gonna go away, honey. She needs a new ship to come on up in there. Because Daniel he's going by Felicia. He's going by. So he needs some more help.
I've been waiting
dying
on Eric and Nicole for over 6 years. It's time for that ship to come in.
I know. One of these days it's got to.
It's time. Did y'all fall in love with Caroline or what?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's picking the case, doing a really good job with her storyline.
You know what? That really scared me. It really did, because it was so well done. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've seen my aunt actually have dementia, and it's kind of hard for me to watch personally. And I get a little emotional talking about it, because First of all, I hardly ever spent enough time with her anyway. I mean, my dad has 22 brothers and sisters, so it's 22 of them. Grandma was busy, and she was one of the older ones. So her kids are a lot older than I, and I didn't really get a chance to spend a whole lot of time with her. But then when I did, for that short period of time, you know, now she don't know who I am. I look at her and say, baby, I don't even know who you are. I didn't even know my brother had any kids. Now, that just crumbled me.
Yeah.
It's a little too close to home for some of us.
It's been a lot,
But Peggy's great. I mean, I've heard rave reviews about, you know, but just that pain of, like, Kayla, of her not recognizing Kayla and everything.
Good scenes with Kayla and not recognizing her right away. So,
Man, it's like, you know, it just reminds you, when you get the good writing, it's like almost every one of the actors that we have on that show could knock it out of the park any given day. I mean, and I think Lauren Coswell is one of the underrated ones. I mean, she's great with whatever material she gets. Yet it's like then she doesn't have a story for a while, you know, and it's like that's annoying. But it makes such a difference when you're giving them meaty material that they can really grab a hold of instead of the damn elephant, you know. Hate to even bring that up. Maybe I should ban that word from, you know, the podcast. Maybe Carrie, maybe we should make that an official Diva of Duel banned word or something. I don't know. But never to be spoken of or thought of again.
I think it's going to turn out that the elephant and the whole serial killer storyline, at least so far that we've seen, can both kind of fit into
that category.
Well,
speaking of the serial killers thing and the next victim and how we were all saying it's supposed to be Will and he's leaving, did you see that he tweeted on his Twitter that he, and it was on Facebook too, that he tweeted that he wasn't going anywhere. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speculation of like, because someone said something, we'll miss you or something, and he says, I will not be going anywhere.
There's a funeral, right?
Well, wasn't it out there that he was leaving and that he was supposed to be like the next victim? And
I mean,
Sammy
it could be that he's not really
world?
Dead. It could be that he's really not dead, but I think that they're still going through. I've read multiple places that there really is a funeral, and that's part of what brings Sammy back to Salem to start off with. But
yeah,
maybe,
that's what I thought.
Maybe if he isn't really dead,
to throw
they've
people
got,
off. Yeah,
maybe
I don't
they
know.
Fake his death in order to get Ben. I mean, because, I mean, you know, him, mm-hmm. Sonny, and Ben were, I mean, they're like good friends. And so, you know, I don't know.
There's no rhyme or reason to why Will would be a part of that. Doesn't Will find something out or something?
I heard he feels find something out about Ben, and that's why Ben kills him.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly he kills him. That's what I had heard. That Will supposedly finds something out that leads to Ben, that makes it Ben or something. I don't know. That's just what occurred.
I'm just ready to wrap up the serial killer stuff and move on to Patch finding Bo and bringing him back and
yeah,
how that ties in with the
Kiriakas.
I'm ready for that.
That could take another month. How long's Bo going to be like, tortured
mind. I mean,
and in
I like
silence of the lamb
thing. In Salem. Any serial killer who knocks off the elephant girl first. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it depends on who else they kill, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah. I think it has sent both those characters off, especially the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it creates great work for Cassie DePaiva. But, you know, honestly, that's a tragic, tragic story when you think about Paige's story. And
they could easily send
her to Stanford. And, you know, and she'd been gone from the canvas. And it seems to me they could have come up with another dramatic story for Cassie DePaiva besides killing off that child.
I don't know, though, because I think that this has given her such great material. And if they were wanting to write the character out, why not make use of it? Kind of like every pregnancy, there's some sort of use in all
right.
that, whether it's who the daddy
right.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why they did
just
that.
Just like with Ari Zucker when she lost her baby.
Yeah.
She's such an excellent job with that.
It's like, I remember being so mad. Like, why couldn't they give Nicole one kid? Come on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with the serial killer thing. But so Ben, speaking of that, though, so Ben, basically, he must be schizophrenic or something where he doesn't realize he's killing these people?
Oh, I don't know. Or
I don't know, but
Chad.
It's pretty obvious that he's been the killer. It was so obvious.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not remembering.
I think he's killed before. I think that's what Aiden had found out, or that's what they were trying to cover when he was in Florida or something. I think he's killed before, and Clyde knows. I think is what I'm. Is what I'm thinking.
Well,
you know,
the Carrie, since you are, Carrie, do you know? Like, I mean, wasn't there something this week about him like having flashbacks, and he didn't remember, you know, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm the one killing these people or something?
Well, he's having flashbacks of killing them. Well, whether that is him remembering, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, he said something like, I had to do it to protect my baby, something like that. Because he was looking at the sonogram of the baby or whatever the thing was, and he said, you know, hopefully Chad won't make him kill anybody else. Or whatever.
It's Chad's fault that he's killing. You know, that same thing of like when somebody, you know.
Just go away. Just go away,
Chad. Oh, you made
you
do it. Yeah.
Well, isn't he trying to set Chad up, too, so that Chad goes poof and then he doesn't have to worry about it?
Yeah. You know, I thought that was his whole motive.
Let me ask this question. If Ben is psychotic and has been for a long time, and he's clever enough to start this whole serial killer thing, why in the world wouldn't he just kill Chad versus killing these other miscellaneous people?
A lot easier.
Yeah, it would have been a lot easier.
Well, yeah. I wonder, too, because remember, Paige remembered him from Florida. So, but you'd think he'd want to get, if he thought she was going to implicate him in some murder or something from down there, you'd think he would have offed her a long time ago. So, I don't know.
Right.
I missed that part. What was she doing in Florida? She just happened to be there.
Well, when she and her mom were living there, they recognized him.
Okay.
You know, when they first came on the show, like a couple years ago or whatever, she's like, oh, you're Kevin, and she, you know, because he had given the name Kevin Reynolds, he was going by that while he was underground. Yeah, Reynolds Rap, you know. So anyway, but So I was thinking, well, that's the only tie they really have, really. I mean, because why else? I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So, let's see. What else? Do we think that since they're putting Eric back in Nicole's orbit at Basic Black, are they going to go in that direction?
They better be.
Fuck, honey. I don't know. You know what? I wish they would bring Vargas back. They let Gary out on good behavior. All they have to do is if they let Vargas out, I make sure he will behave, honey. He wouldn't go nowhere. I'll lock him up. Get him in my
house.
I'll
watch him
for
too,
prison.
Just to make sure.
Yes, honey.
Oh gosh.
You know who really ticked me off was Marlena. Now this don't make any sense. Why would Chad go through all of this and to go through therapy to get hypnotized to just attack you with no disguise, and then the guy that attacks you has a disguise on, and then he throws the guy off of you. And then he grabs you and asks you if you're okay. And then he say, Chad did it. Are you for real? Were your eyes open? Can you see? I mean, I just had an issue with that. This just didn't make any sense. Because now she's trying to recant. She's trying to take back what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't love Deidre Hall. I love my lady. I'm just saying. It just doesn't make sense, because she really didn't. All the things she heard was Chad voice. She really didn't see, because she tried to pull the mask off, but it didn't work. So why would Chad try to save her and not have a mask on? Why would he take his mask off if he was the killer? So I mean, that was just kind of frustrating to me.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think who else have we. Oh, any wardrobe comments? Well, of course, we already said Kate looked fantastic and loved her hair up. But and I love it when she wears the glasses too, the reading glasses.
Oh,
so cute.
Yeah.
And
I love Nicole's dress. That blue one or whatever on her kimono color.
Really.
That was pretty.
Ariane Zucker has been dressed beautifully after 6 or 9 months of really some horrible outfits, but I haven't seen her in anything but really pretty outfits now, almost since they restarted. You know, she's really wearing some pretty stuff. I mean, it's not her fault, personally, if the wardrobe people give her something ugly. I mean, that's not her fault.
Mm-hmm.
But they are really dressing her well, I think. And I also think that almost every woman over 40 now has glasses. Which is okay, because everybody looks good in their glasses.
I can certainly relate.
Sat on glass.
Oh, I like the idea of putting them in glasses. I love it. As a person,
but they all look good. They all look good.
Oh, yeah, they look great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably makes us all
I need to get some new ones. All those frames look really good.
Let's face it. So we're all older. We all need glasses to read, because I love Hope. She'll get out her glasses when she wants to read. You know, she puts her glasses on her. Yeah, of course. That's what we all do. So there you go.
I love it.
And they're pretty. They need to have somebody that's selling lenses as a sponsor for the show.
There you go. Exactly. That's a good idea. Okay, so what about I know that Kenneth, I think you had mentioned that the girl who plays Lonnie, it was really good on AMC or some other show. Would you mind talking about she's so pretty. I'd never seen her before on anything.
She runs in
and she sees Abe for the first time, I guess. Could you take us on some of that?
Yeah, it is said that that's his daughter, so to speak. He doesn't know, but apparently he had a relationship with a lady back in the day. think her last name was Lockhart or something. I'm not Lockhart, but oh god, I forget. I have to go back and listen to one of the old shows.
I wish it was Faye Walker's. I wish it was Faye Walker's daughter.
Nikki Wade could be Nikki Wade. Renee Jones played her too.
Oh, that's right.
But she's I mean, and she's not a dumb cop, you know. She said that she was a beat cop, which is, you know, one of the first cops you could ever be. But at the same time, you know, Rave asked her to look at the photos to try to get some ideas, and she said, well, it looked like it's too perfect. He's been staged. You know, the all the murders have been staged and stuff like that. You know, you got a good eye and all of that stuff. And so she wasn't seen that much this week other than the scene with Rave. But, yeah. And she actually was America's Top Model. She started on, she won a modeling competition.
The girl who plays Lonnie Depp?
Yes. Her name is Celicia. Her real name is Celicia.
Oh, okay.
But she goes by,
Style.
Yeah. Okay. And so she won a modeling contract through America's Next Top Model, which is a national show. And so,
yeah, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah. So she's wonderful. I saw her on All My Children. I actually didn't know that she could act as well as she could, but that sex trafficking story was. It gave me every emotion that I could ever feel. I mean, and this is just me saying this. The way it was written, she could match with Cassie DePapa. I'm just telling you what I know because I saw her. I saw it. She's phenomenal. I really hope that they give her some really good stuff because she's great. Trust me on that. She is great. As long as they give her some fabulous material, she's going to be great. Another person that's coming up is Mary Beth Evans, but it's Lord have mercy. Justin's wife. They're doing a breast cancer story with
Judy
her.
Evans.
Yeah, Judy Evans. And it was a Lucas sighting scene. So I mean, I kind of like them. I mean, they're really good together. Mm-hmm. So
they are. They're at an event in Nashville today, this weekend, and it's like, I wish they were.
Justin and Eve, you know, I'm just like, it's like, what's the, you know, it just clicks, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let's put Lucas with her and put Eve with Justin, and I mean, it works, but then bam, you know, Cassie's leaving and trying to put Justin and that other girl back together. And so, I mean,
I think the story with Adrian and the cancer, as I understand it, and again, I did not see the whole week, and so some of this I've read, so it may actually not be, this may not be the way it's going to come out on the show. But is that she is going to go, you know, her mother is sick, and so that kind of prompts her to go and have the gene testing, which, you know, so many of us are doing now, this BRCA1, BRCA2, to see if you have the gene that can cause the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, and I may be wrong, I'm not sure, because I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it's not, you know, even if she finds out that she does have the gene, and so she has to go through making these decisions, and then maybe they find out that she does have cancer along the way. from what I'm understanding from some other people that have had that gene testing, you know, it doesn't have to just be the females in the family, which means then that you really need to have, you need to have Patch tested, you need to have, you know, her sons need to be tested, except for Alexander, because he wasn't, you know, her biological son necessarily. But, I mean, I think that could be a really great informational story. I mean, not only could it be a good dramatic story if she does have breast cancer or she has to go through a mastectomy or something, or at least even contemplate that, that's a great story. But I would love to see them at least address that, because that's something, to my knowledge, none of the other shows have ever done as far as, you know, the gene testing and really in showing, you know, exactly what that means. And, you know, because that's a really current thing, I think. So I'm excited that they're giving Judy Evans a story.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
And especially about cancer, and here we are again. My mom's older sister found out that she has breast cancer. And so she's going through that right now. And then turn around the same week, their baby brother, which is my uncle, he found out that he has prostate cancer. So both brothers and sisters got diagnosed with cancer at the same time.
Wow.
And they're going through it together. I'm just like, oh my God, are you serious? So, you know, it's been that, which is why I haven't really, I mean, I saw Days, which is, I've been catching up on it, but, you know, it's been I told them, you know, if they are at the stage to where they have to cut their hair, I'm gonna cut my hair bald until their hair grows back. Because
aww.
I want them to know that they don't have to go through it by themselves, because, you know, no one, you know, because their father, which is my grandfather, he died of cancer as well. So, you know, it's very prevalent in my family, you know, cancer and Alzheimer's. So, you know, what is it that you do? So, you know, which is why I love stories that shed light on this, because really there was no information out there for any of these things until soaps really started doing it. And, you know, and that's why I say soaps have always been kind of like that not just entertaining, but informational things, because a lot of times a lot of people don't have access to computers. You know, we live in a technology-driven world now, but everybody don't have computers. But most everybody have TV, whether they be flat screens or just regular analog TVs. And so what better way to educate people through a platform like soaps? I mean, who would have ever thought? I mean, because now I didn't know anything about the BRCA1, BRCA2. Now I can tell my mom, you know, go get tested to see if you have BRCA, you know, if you carry the gene.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to be doing that exact testing in December. Yeah.
So that would be a great story. Kudos.
Yeah.
And Judy Evans is a great actress, too. You know, that's another thing. You know, she's won 2 Emmys over the years. And, you know, and you know, she has, you know, and she hasn't had an opportunity, just like, you know, Cassie DePaiva, you know, like, you know, has not had an opportunity on Days. Like, Kenneth is very right in that she's done some great work on One Life to Live over 18, 20 years. But as far, you know, but I'm glad to see that some of these folks, you know, and Lauren Coslow with somebody else that we know can do a really good job with a strong story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to give some of these people, you know, it's a multi-generational show. They should have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, has Deidre Hall won an Emmy?
No.
That's interesting.
I think she's won a lot of the Soap Opera Digest Awards, some of the other awards that they don't even do anymore. I think she's won a lot of those. Days always has been a very popular show, and those types of awards, the Soap Opera Digest Awards and some of those, they've won a lot. But really, the Emmys, Days has not won all that many. Usually, I think in the they've won two in supporting actress, and they've won, I think that only one in supporting actor, which was when Eric Martzoff won a couple years ago, and they had
Best
Actor.
Darren Brooks won before.
Okay, but he was younger actor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Chandler Massey won three different years, and then Freddie Smith won. So yeah, so I guess that younger actor is probably the one that's they've won that's won the most out of any of the categories. You're right. I'd forgotten about Darren Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So next week, what happens next week? What are we supposed to be really on our on the fences for next week?
I don't know. I haven't saw the preview. I don't know. I'm such a bad soap watcher. I don't know.
Carrie, do you know? Hello? Carrie, are you there? Oh, I think we lost Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Like I said, well, hopefully we know we'll see Andre again, and I guess we'll find out one way or the other about Will. But that's it. I've learned something tonight that he's saying he's not dying, and
I just saw on Twitter that he's going to be doing some show called something Youthful Days, D-A-Z-E, or something like that. So I don't know.
Is that a web series? I just saw that on Twitter.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked it up yet. I just happened to see him tweeting about it. So
this weekend was the Nashville book tour. Is that what somebody was saying earlier?
Not the book tour. I think it was just a charity event. But Judy and Brian are there, and Christopher Sean. He is so adorable. I like him. Brian's always awesome.
Paul, that's right. Christopher Sean, right?
They need to show
him. He needs to show back up.
All of a sudden, he hasn't been on much lately.
Did have a scene a couple of weeks ago with Marlena, which was really good. I thought they kind of cemented him in as the new grandchild, sort of, so to speak. But
yeah.
I guess we'll see. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Anna. I know you're trying to
That's okay.
Here.
No, that's okay. He's really, I think he's adorable. But anyway, well, I think, does anybody have any last comments? I think we covered quite a bit. I think we're probably about ready to call it a night. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to ask, has that made any announcements as far as when some of these new people are supposed to air? You know, we still haven't heard anything about that Ozzy doctor. So, I guess, I don't know, maybe it might be
his
next
contract starts in October, so he's got to show up soon. I haven't heard anything specific, but the contract he signed specifically showed specific air dates, you know, our whole range, and then has to start in October sometime. And all of the teen scene, they're having some type of Halloween event. So all the kids that are going to be sore us should show up by Halloween. That's all I know, right? Don't know when everybody else is passing away. Obviously, I thought Will was gone in the next week or so. And we still don't know. Is Aiden hanging in there till November? November.
That's the most confusing thing ever to me. Why would you Soares Aiden's son with Aiden's son and then you don't can him? What does that do? What's the purpose? I don't understand.
All is not what it seems, I guess.
Let's hope.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Angela and Kenneth and Carrie, if you're on mute, you might have muted yourself or muted us or something, but if you're still on. Marianne had to leave, but
Anyway, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll just enjoy another week of days and look forward to talking next week.
Take care.
All right, sounds good.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.